Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Michelle Murray, and you are listening to The Shell's Three Cents, where ordinary people face their interests, concerns, and fears by engaging in some pretty tough dialogue sometimes. So thank you for joining us today. Before we get started in the news, the Fort Worth Police Department, they're conducting a series of investigations today. Seems that despite DNA evidence from as far back as 2002, serial child rapist Donnell Browning Jr. was able to avoid arrest until just a few months ago. The detective responsible for mishandling that evidence is being investigated, and all of his cases are being reopened. Browning was sentenced today to 32 years in prison for his crimes, which include kidnapping and sexual assault of victims as young as 8 years old. Our prayers go out to those victims and their families. Here in El Paso, more sad news. We've got two parents who were arrested by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office down in Clint last night after they called about an unconscious child. A brief investigation by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, Major Crimes Division, revealed that those parents actually caused the death of that child whose name has not been released. Our prayers go out to that family as well. On a lighter note, Whole Foods has opened on El Paso's west side. Not only do they have healthy food at amazing prices, they're doing some great giveaways this week, including shopping sprees and bicycles. Check them out at 100 Pitt Street. They're open from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. every single day, and they're all about taking care of El Paso and El Paso's people. That brings us to today's guest, who is also all about taking care of El Paso's people and our architectural treasures. One of the things we want to talk about today is eminent domain. I'm going to let him get into it. I won't steal his thunder, but I just want you to know that El Paso has been noted as being the poster child for eminent domain abuse in Texas. And this is from the Institute of Justice. Gil Kimmelman, who's an El Paso businessman, he's one of hundreds of El Paso business owners who will be wiped out under our city's aggressive downtown redevelopment plan. Kimmelman said, "I'm going to be put out of business, not because I made a mistake in my merchandising, in my pricing, in the way I was running my business. I'm being put out of business by the government." The city plans to give his two stores, included in our a new development scheme, to a group of developers who promised boutique outlet stores, new condos, and retail at a higher tax value, all in the name of eminent domain. So from the Texas Trust Society, I'd like to welcome Max Grossman. Thank you for being here with us today, Max.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
Absolutely, absolutely. So before we get into the hot-button issues, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What's your background?
Well, I'm originally from Minnesota. I studied at UC Berkeley, then Columbia, lived in Italy for a number of years. I am a professor of art history. I focus on art and architecture. I'm calling you from my office on the beautiful campus of the University of Texas at El Paso. And in fact, in 27 minutes, I've got class. I'll be teaching Roman architecture to 25 students for 80 minutes. But
oh,
on the
amazing,
side...
Amazing. We won't hold you.
That's okay. That's okay. We're good. This is perfect. This is relaxing. But on the side, I have a second hat that I wear. I am the vice chair of the El Paso County Historical Commission. And I focus on issues relating to architectural preservation, and I work with my committee on developing strategies for saving our architectural patrimony for future generations. And I also sit on the board of my wife's nonprofit, the Texas Trost Society. I serve as their architectural historian, and they too work on advocacy on saving our architectural patrimony for future generations.
That is amazing. Well, first of all, let me say thank you. You know, thank you for coming to Texas and doing all of these wonderful things for us.
Thank you.
You know, and I'll let my listeners know, I think Max does some important work. He's involved in some important projects. And if you're from El Paso and you are not fully aware of how much development and progress has not just changed but damaged and destroyed our area, I do encourage you, take a look at the Trust Society's Facebook page, or later we'll find out how to contact Max more. I was floored. I looked at a video you posted on, well, someone had posted on your page, and it showed Mesa Street about maybe 55, 60 years ago. And I just couldn't believe the mountains that we actually plowed down to put all that in, and now kind of in some areas where it's abandoned, some not so much. But at any rate, thank you for being one of those people who wants to preserve our beautiful area for my grandkids and my great-grandkids and even your own.
Well, you know, I work very hard on this. There are 34 professionals on my committee, men and women of all stripes, and we work very hard for saving these incredible assets that we have, beautiful churches, buildings, homes. We are the envy of the Southwest. We have incredible building stock. We have incredible history going back to 10,000 BC to the Native American period. But I like to tell people that in 1598, the first Europeans crossed the Rio Grande onto the future United States a full generation before Plymouth Rock. I mean, our European history goes back about 500 years here, and our architecture parallels that history. We've got architecture going back to the Kingdom of Spain, the Republic of Mexico, the Republic of Texas, 19th, 20th century, adobe, Victorian. We've got it all.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what a shame to see it all fall by the wayside. So before we really get into the meat and the nuts and bolts of today's topic, what is eminent domain? Some of my listeners may not be totally clear what eminent domain is.
Eminent domain is the power to seize private property by force. It's a government power. Normally, it's used for projects that are very important for the public. For example, federal freeways. When Interstate 10 was built through El Paso, eminent domain was applied by the federal government, and hundreds and hundreds of El Pasoans were forced to sell their homes, some willingly, some unwillingly, in order to clear space for the freeway. And sometimes it's used for a hospital. The case we're facing here in El Paso right now is eminent domain being used for an entertainment complex. And although this might be legal, we're not 100% certain, it is immoral to force El Pasoans to give up their homes for entertainment, especially since there are choices. It's not like a federal freeway where it has to run through this particular spot. We're talking about leveling the equivalent of 6 city blocks and uprooting and dispossessing about 150 El Pasoans, almost all of whom are poor Hispanics, some who don't speak English, who've lived in their homes for generations in some cases. And not all of them even understand what's happening. But these people are going to be uprooted, dispossessed, and sent into Section 8 housing or wherever the government feels like sticking them. They've been promised 6 months of rent, but it's really unfortunate. We feel for them, and we intend to fight for them. And meanwhile, we're losing buildings. Buildings going back to the 1880s, entire stands of buildings that really should be understood as cultural and economic assets that will help our economy in the direction of heritage tourism. And instead, the city's coming in, they're going to bulldoze everything. And yesterday, the city voted itself eminent domain power in order to carry out their self-imposed mandate.
What would be the alternative to seizing these people's homes and demolishing these private homes and basically putting some of these people at risk of even being homeless? I understand they've been promised payments, but I also know the reality of that is they don't always get the payments before they're told to move. Is there an alternative to that?
Oh, yeah, of course. Not doing it, first of all. But look, what happened is in 2012, several bond projects were put before the voters, a Mexican-American Cultural Center and certain other buildings. And the largest is an arena, a public arena that will be used for sports and concerts. It's a $180 million bond. And on the ballot, it said arena. It did not say downtown arena. However, in internal city documents, they used the word downtown on the ordinance and in the legal language. But then when they put it for a vote before El Pasoans, the ballot that we saw, it just said arena. So when I voted for this, and by the way, I voted against it because it's another bloated bond, but when I voted for this, I thought, okay, they're going to place this somewhere in El Paso, maybe out in the desert or in the northeast part of town. I, my fellow citizens, none of us ever thought that they would drop this right in the middle of our densely populated historic downtown, wiping out entire city blocks and displacing people. So that's the first thing. And the city deliberated over this for a long time. Where are they going to put it? This was an opaque process handled behind closed doors. Not once did they consult historians, architectural historians, or experts. They kept it down to a small number of people and developers who even knew what these choices were. And in the end, in our view, they chose one of the worst possible options, just right in the center of our downtown. And we find this intolerable, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I concur with that. Let me ask you this. What can the average citizen do to kind of help this cause and bring awareness to it or even fight the issue? I know it's a little hard at this point, being that it's already been a measure that's passed, but how can the average citizen get involved?
Well, first of all, we're not done. We're just getting going. We have a petition with over 3,000 signatures, so I invite the public to go online and sign our petition. Just go to elpasocountyhistory.com/petition. Let me repeat, elpasocountyhistory.com/petition. And there, if you are an El Paso resident, you must be a resident and of voting age. You are more than welcome to sign. We're collecting these names. We're hoping to break through 10,000 names within a month. And we're just going to keep growing and getting stronger and developing a network. Of course, the number one important thing to do is to vote. So few El Pasoans vote. Our voting rate is under 10%, which is really appalling. And I can't really explain it, but we really need to urge, especially our younger voters, to get to the polls and weigh options very carefully and choose leaders who are not going to be so insensitive, to put it lightly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to say it nicely, absolutely, and to research. Don't be afraid to research things or ask questions when you don't know what's going on. I can look at my chat, and I know that quite a few people didn't fully understand the eminent domain concept, but I encourage everyone, research it, ask questions. Matter of fact, call in while Max is on the line. I'm sure he'll be glad to answer any questions for you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that we had something like 22 speakers at the vote yesterday in a row. All members of the public eloquently argue against this plan before city council. And we argued that they should consider the abandoned rail yard about six blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
There's another semi-abandoned industrial site only two blocks away. There are all kinds of choices, which, however, would not fully benefit, I guess, certain developers or certain interests. We're not even certain because all of this is so opaque. We're not clear exactly why it has to be where it's being proposed. But one of the speakers, for example, was a woman. Her name is Soledad Mendoza. Soledad Muñiz, excuse me. And she was upset. She was in tears because her mother, who is elderly, is going to lose her home. Her mother doesn't want to sell. She has a little home. She's been there for many decades. She goes to church down the street. There's a little grocery store. And in tears, her daughter stood there in front of city council crying and said, "Are you going to take my mother's home away? Are you going to eject us from our private property?" And you saw these stone-cold faces lined up there ready to cast their votes. I mean, it's extraordinary. I do not know how these people sleep at night. I do not know how they have the heart to do what they do, to destroy families, to displace our citizens, to destroy our history and our culture, to wipe out. We're talking about something like 7% of the surface area of downtown El Paso will be leveled to the ground in a single stroke. This is the single greatest act of architectural mass destruction in West Texas modern history.
That's
I don't know how else
that's
to put
horrible.
It.
Mm-hmm. You know, Daphne Scarborough, who she's an attorney and she advocates against eminent domain, she recently sent a letter to the Texas legislature about this very issue going on. Particularly, she highlighted El Paso and Houston and Dallas as abusers. And she says the time for true eminent domain reform in Texas is now. Local officials, particularly in these three areas, have shown themselves to be unable to resist eminent domain as a way to grease the gears of not only their own pockets, but massive reimaginings that will line the pockets of friends. What do you think about that statement?
Well, you know, I think there's probably some truth to that. You know, I can understand using eminent domain for something that is truly urgent. But in many cases, it's not urgent. And now we're at a point where it's being used not for a hospital, not for a freeway, but for rock concerts and hockey.
Right.
Who does that? It is immoral, and it should be illegal. And look, the imprint of demolition is huge, and there are some very important historic buildings there, including one by our greatest architect, Henry Troost, a firehouse from 1930, which is a treasure. And, you know, how these things can be wiped away with all the people who live there in the name of an entertainment venue, we're going to be the laughingstock of the entire United States. This is a national embarrassment.
Exactly. And as Daphne put it, she says, we're going to be the losers here. She says, eminent domain is supposed to be for things like roads, schools, parks, and police stations. But it now seems that these three cities in particular have gotten into the business of choosing winners and losers in the development game. The winners are generally not the poor people who have to live and work in that area. The losers are usually average citizens who are minding their own business. And I agree with that. What a shame.
And you just said the key word, business. I mean, look at this. 1970s-style mass demolition and revitalization, as they called it back then, has been thoroughly discredited from coast to coast. In almost every case, mass demolition has led to disastrous economic consequences. And so we're talking about a six-block construction site that will absolutely crush local businesses. Local businesses that are within a block or two of this are not going to survive. Bars, little restaurants, some businesses that have been around forever, they're not going to make it. This is just awful. And not to mention the traffic snarl. It's almost unthinkable what this is going to do to people who are trying to get to a restaurant or a show across town. It's unconscionable, and it's stupid, and it's ignorant.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I have someone in the chat that wants to know, were any of these talking points brought up at the city council meeting?
All of them. All of them, systematically, and a lot more. Collectively, the 22 of us had well over an hour to address city council, and we brought up all these points. Of course, I've been meeting with city councilors one at a time, and so have members of my team. And it's extraordinary. I spent, I don't know, an hour and a half with one city councilor at lunch and could not talk him out of it. We even sent him with the head of our local neighborhood association into the tenements to actually count the people who live there. And I don't know what it takes to move these people. I don't know how you vote for something like this, but I'll tell you something. There is such a thing as elections, and come May, I think there are going to be a lot of very angry El Pasoans, and there are going to be people thrown out of office. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. No, and I concur with that completely. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, before we let you go, talk to us. I saw a slogan, if you will, on one of your Facebook pages that says, normally we say El Paso, it's all good. Yours said El Paso, it's all gone. Well, how was that developed? It's sad.
Isn't that cute?
But it's very pertinent. It's very cute. Yeah, it's right on the money. But I'm curious, how did you develop that? We need to spread the word more about that. I love that. I hadn't seen it until yesterday, but I love it.
That was made by local artists who just submitted that to the Texas Troost Society online. We thought it was great, so we just sort of posted it on a few of our pages, and people have been sharing it. El Paso, it's all good. Part of the word good is crossed out and replaced with the N-E of gone. El Paso, it's all gone. El Paso, it's all good is a cute PR slogan that came out of our tourist bureau. And you see it at the airport, on official brochures. This one, though, is catching pretty quickly, and it does seem particularly relevant and accurate.
Absolutely. And I see somebody's asking, do you supply that on bumper stickers? Can we buy a T-shirt or anything with that slogan? I like it, too.
You know, we should go find the artist. I'll see if I can find the artist, and maybe we should actually turn that into a bumper sticker. That's a great idea. Maybe we'll sell it for free or give it away at some of our booths that we set up out in the public. It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get some of these print shops to help or kick in if they can afford to donate. So, all right. Well, again, Max, thank you so much for being on my show. Before you leave, though, please tell our listeners one more time, how can they contact you? How can they get involved with this project, just in case they didn't write it down when you said it before?
Okay, first of all, if you're an El Paso resident and you're voting age, please sign our petition. That's at elpasocountyhistory.com/petition. elpasocountyhistory.com/petition, first of all. Second of all, write to your city rep. 7-0 was the vote yesterday. All the city reps, except for Schwartzbein, who wasn't there, voted for this measure. Contact them. Tell them how angry you are. Tell them everything that you need to tell them to express your feelings. They need to hear this from a lot of people. Write to them, but also call them. Pick up the phone and call their aides at City Hall and visit our Facebook pages, El Paso County Historical Commission or Texas Trove Society. We post all kinds of news there to let people know what's going on. We also have a Save Union Plaza Facebook page, which you're welcome to join. There are already 600 or 700 people there in only 2 days. It's growing quickly. And you can follow news, you can express yourself, you can exercise your First Amendment rights, and eventually there will be rallies, protests, other actions. We're going to be fighting this for the next year, and we're in it for the long haul, and we're in it to win.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we support you for the long haul. We'll be right there with you, and to my listeners, we will keep you posted on events, activities, and information. And again, please like them on Facebook, please follow, please educate yourself. Please get involved with this because it impacts us all. It impacts our descendants. We don't want El Paso to be gone. We want El Paso to be here. So, again, Max, thank you so very much, and I look forward to chatting with you again sometime soon.
Thank you very much, Michelle, and thank you to all your listeners.
Absolutely. Have a great day. And
you
we
too.
Will
Bye
end
now.
With some great music. Absolutely. We'll end the show with some great music by Texas Heart, his latest, Mother Knows Best.
All the love, drugs, and the partying don't impress me all too much. When it comes to counting all my sins, well, been around the block once or twice. Now you're coming round this side of town to find someone like me. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate you and your intentions. You know that once I was in your place, but then I learned my lesson. Now it's time to educate. No, you want some fun, I'm not the one, cause I don't keep his PG. Don't you step towards me, step backwards for me. Don't you touch my skin, it's colored with sin. You've got fire for my desires. You want what I've got, but baby, just stop. Your body is calling, but I won't pick up the phone. You can knock down my door, but you know I won't be home. Your best time is nearing, but the night for me is young. I've got no time to babysit while I'm dancing all night long. Mother knows best, and she told you to run from all of your demons, but I'm just too fun. I'm just looking out for your best interest. So run home to your mother, cause mother knows best. Listen. I am promiscuous. I got it flowing in my veins, mixed with all the poison of the nightlife.
Hey Texas, what are you doing tonight?
Party always goes where I go. But with all my uppers, come all my downers, and I know you ain't ready.
I'm not today.
Don't you step towards me, step backwards for me. Don't you touch my skin, it's color with sin. You got fire for my desires. You want what I've got, but baby, just stop. Your body is calling, but I won't pick up the phone. You can knock down my door, but you know I won't be home. Your best time is nearing, but the night for me is young. I've got no time to babysit while I'm dancing all night long. Mother knows best, and she told you to run from all of your demons, but I'm just too fun. I'm just looking out for your best interest. So run home to your mother, mother knows. Sorry to let you down, but I know how this works. Gonna hurt me, babe. Gonna hurt me, babe. gonna hurt me, babe.